who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense. You see, he's just playing.
You know the expression that he is nutty as a fruitcake?
Nutty as a fruitcake. Would you ever, or have you ever heard people use the word food that way? It's just plain food?
Food?
Yeah. Would that be pretty a strong thing to say about somebody? Call them food?
Yeah.
Is there anything in your upbringing, social or religious or otherwise, that would probably make you be reluctant to say something like that?
Yeah, I would say that.
Say a man who has a lot of money, but he likes to hang on to it. So he's just a
tight one.
If you use the word common about a person, say, oh, so and so is just as common as she can be, what would you mean?
Common. That's just what it means. It's common. It's not. It's not a compliment.
Yeah.
It's just. It's not an everyday person. It's just somebody a little risque. Their morals aren't. I feel like their morals or their background isn't as up to mine. Yeah. My standards that I would think.
Could that, as far as you're concerned, could that ever be used in a complimentary way?
No.
My grandmother leaves no doubt about that when she uses it. She says it. So and so, she's common as gutter dirt.
Yeah. But then when you're talking about things, I notice that they're using, you know, if something that's real familiar, they'll say it's real common around here. It's common around here. But that's familiar. That's an entirely different term.
Okay. So you're talking about a person who might pretty old, say in their 90s, but they're still able to look after themselves and cook for themselves and all that. You might say, well, I don't care how old so-and-so is, he's still mighty
spry.
Or if your children are out later at night than usual and you might be getting a little anxious, you might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I just can't help feeling a little
uneasy, but they better not be out.
Be one way to get around that. Or say if somebody who doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark, you say that they're of the dark.
They're scared of the dark.
Or any particular names you've heard for a child?
Child scaredy cat.
This expression, you might say, well, she isn't afraid now, but she sometime in the past. If
she had been afraid in the past.
Or somebody who leaves a lot of money out in plain sight, leaves the door unlocked, you say he's mighty
loose. With his change.
Okay. Anything else? He's not
very careful.
In other words, he's not careful, but
He's not very careful.
Okay.
That's what.
Careless. Say that for me.
Careless. Oh, you weren't that word.
Right.
But the expression we use, we say they're not very careful.
Okay. Say, if I had an aunt named Lizzie, I might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie. It's just that every now and then she acts a little
strange.
Have you ever heard anybody use the word queer in that sense?
Yes.
She's a little queer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear it much nowadays?
No. I would say that the queer was denoted to something else whenever I was growing up. They would say they were odd or strange. Or if you were, they were real, sort of had real peculiar ways, they were queer.
But
and then there was a period of time where you didn't use that word in that particular sense.
If you heard it nowadays, what would come to mind?